And joining us right now is Elizabeth Schultz. She is with the Fairfax County School Board. She's a member of that school board, and we're going to find out how they intend to keep the children in their school system safe. Elizabeth, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Dr. Mary.
So this is a sad reason to have you on, you know, discussing what we can do to keep our kids safe in a space where, as children, we always felt safe at school, but not so anymore, and a lot of things have changed. Is the school district, the Fairfax County School District, doing anything to change with the times?
Listen, it's been a rough week. We have children, parents, teachers, employees on edge, not just in Fairfax, but around the country. But the time has come to have some pragmatic solutions. We're at a point where everything has to be on the table, and everyone should be at the table. This is not a job right now for traumatized children. It's not a job where we need another federal agency to be put in place to take over school security. You know, there aren't one-size-fits-all answers here, but there are some common threads. Certainly an armed presence that says we're going to value our children and our teachers and our employees and our buildings has to be part of a threat deterrent that we begin. But education policy is made by the 90,000 school board members in our country. It isn't made by Congress. It isn't made in state general assemblies. It's made by school boards. And so school boards have to lead the way. It is not by resolution. We cannot talk about this anymore. We have to begin the pragmatic work that brings people to the table that says that there are 50.5 million school children in our school across the country. There's almost more than 189,000 right here in Fairfax in 196 schools. There's not a single approach for a school that is on a two-lane road with a park and a golf course behind it that's going to be the same as a school that's on a major thoroughfare that's co-located with another school that's surrounded by commercial businesses. But we have to begin with some common threads of increasing security and talking about armed presence to protect our most precious resources.
How much receptivity is there on the Fairfax County School Board for this idea? Are you alone here?
Well, I'm bringing it to the board tomorrow night before our regular board session. I'm introducing something that's called a forum topic that gets the conversation going of how we begin a new work thread for the board, something that's outside of our regular work stream. And the thing that we have to start with is we're doing a very good job, at least in Fairfax County. We have a very professional security staff. A lot of the security that are in schools are ex-law enforcement officers, care very deeply about protecting the kids, but they're not allowed to bring a gun on school grounds. You know, this is where we're right back to that our children are vulnerable because we've placed them in targeted locations where we say there are no guns except for the perpetrators. And we're going to have everybody not retreat to their corners, but retreat from their corners and come to the table with open minds about how we're going to go about this. And people are going to have to let go of preconceived notions about how this is going to take place. We're not going to have the institutional arrogance that we know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. We know what we're doing well, at least here, but what we do in Fairfax often reverberates across the country. And for once, I want what we do here to be very good, very protective, and very thoughtful, because whatever we do here may wind up, you know, in other places across the country. And that could be a good thing, but it is going to require sort of setting aside, you know, heavy partisan blades, intent of, you know, taking away people's 400 million guns. We have to start by saying, you know what, we don't have it right yet, but we can do it better. But it is going to require a lot of work,
Elizabeth.
Very calm, thoughtful voices, and not making knee-jerk decisions in the middle of a storm where people's emotions are very, very raw.
Okay, Elizabeth, give me the state of play here in Fairfax County. Right now, cops, do they carry firearms in school?
The school resource officers that are in our high schools and in our middle schools are uniformed officers, and they do carry guns. School security, which are often ex-law enforcement officers who are FCPS employees do not.
Okay. So some do, but the security officers don't. And what is the number of security officers and or police assigned to any given school?
Well, that's going to vary, and I'm not sure that we're necessarily going to divulge that publicly. There are parts of this that you don't necessarily want on the.
Okay, but your case, Elizabeth, is you'd like to increase the presence of police and to increase the presence of armed protection for students.
Well, certainly. And then if you have security personnel attributed by the board through its appropriated money, through nearly $3 billion operating budget, if it's a 2,000-student school versus a 4,000-student school, maybe the formula should be different.
You know, you spoke about how what happens in Fairfax County often resonates across the country, but there are other parts of the country that have already led the way in this. You have two school districts in Texas that have been doing this for a couple of years, and they have signs outside their school. They have what they call school marshals, and these are staff, teachers and staff at the schools who go through psychological evaluations, that go through training, that are interviewed by the sheriff, and they have signs outside these schools that say, be aware that the staff at Argyle ISD, Independent School District, are armed and may use whatever force is necessary to protect our students. You have a sheriff now in a county in Ohio who has asked for volunteers in the schools, teachers, to sign up for a similar program. You have the state of Florida discussing that this is something that they may now do. So that you do have a blueprint across the country in other schools that have been doing this for a couple of years that you could very easily follow.
That's the institutional humility that we need, which is that we don't necessarily have all the answers already pre-populated here in Fairfax. And it is going to require some setting aside of some preconceived notions, and that maybe there are some best practices elsewhere.
But it seems like
it may include things that make people uncomfortable. But I will tell you, what some people find uncomfortable is no comparison to what is universally uncomfortable, which is we don't have a certified solution that we can say without reserve that every child in every school is going to be protected no matter what. And that takes a bit of both individual and institutional humility that, I'm asking us all to have, because our kids deserve it. Our
Yes.
teachers deserve it. Our coaches deserve it. Our employees deserve it. And being able to say, we're going to consider everything, whether it's you're going to hold up an ID to a camera at a door and be asked, a couple of questions before you're ever buzzed into a building. That could be one. Armed undercover presence, armed licensed contractors, volunteers. Fairfax County has the largest
Right.
veteran population in the United States of America. There are ways to do this,
Yes.
but it isn't by proclamation making that this is going to be done. It is by rolling up our sleeves and having some difficult conversations, having some assessments with our existing staff, and exploring potential
All right.
best practices that exist beyond our borders here in Fairfax.
Elizabeth Schultz, thank you. I agree. Protect our students first, disarming the public and hoping the students fare well after that, not the immediate course of action in the wake of something like this. Elizabeth, really appreciate you joining us.
Keep our kids in your thoughts this week.
Undoubtedly. 8:15 here, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes now. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.